You know that goal you set at the start of the year? You can still do it, whether you're committed to a thru hike with friends, lifting heavier, or simply walking more. It's not too late to stick with it and make your future self proud, especially with the all-in-one nutrition shake from Ka'Chava. Because quality nutrition shouldn't be complicated. Just 2 scoops of Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake, and you've got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. Plus, it actually tastes delicious. No fillers, no nonsense. Just the good stuff your body craves. So instead of adding to your backstock of supplements that overpromise and underdeliver, simplify your progress with just 2 scoops of the highest quality ingredients. Stick with your wellness goals. Go to Ka'Chava.com and use code FITNESS for 15% off. That's Ka'Chava.com and use code FITNESS. K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, code FITNESS.
Moncrief on News Talk.
The Michelin-starred restaurant Chapter One gets some of its ingredients from what you might think is an unexpected source: schoolboys. Belvedere College runs what it calls an urban farm in North's inner city Dublin. It's completely enclosed, and fish provide the fertilizer. Simon O'Donnell is in charge of it. Afternoon, Simon.
Afternoon. Nice to meet you.
Tell us how this started, because I assume when you started it, you didn't think we want to sell goods to Michelin star restaurants.
No, I suppose it started with a real simple idea of trying to connect young people who live near or in the city to grown food.
Yeah.
That was the basic idea that it started with.
Yeah. But in the area that you're growing the food, is it kind of, if you like, a self-sustaining environment almost?
Exactly, yeah. So it's all indoor, basically. And what we've got is a closed loop ecosystem. So we have fish, plants, bacteria all working together to try and produce food.
Yeah. Describe to us how those things relate to each other.
Yeah, so very simply, we've got fish tanks, and anybody who's kept fish before will know they produce waste, and that's normally a problem that you need to deal with, or a waste product. But we're considering that as a resource, so we take the water out of the fish tanks, pump that through, or let it flow through a filter, and there's lots of bacteria there that convert that waste into usable fertilizer for the plants. Plants take out the fertilizer that they need, and then the same water is returned to the fish. So we have the same water circulating continuously all the time.
Oh, right. Okay. And what are the fish that you keep? Have you chosen fish that are big poopers or have particularly nutritious poop?
Yeah, koi tend to poop quite a lot. So obviously, the depending on how much plants you have in the system, you'll need more or less poo. So if you're growing a lot of plants, you need a lot of poo. If you're growing less, you need less poo. And really, the variable there is how much feed you put in. So if you put more feed in, they're going to poo more. If you put less feed in, they're going to poo less.
Okay, so it's a delicate balance, obviously. So, but that sounds like the fish, anyway, don't need that much care because the water's being constantly recycled and cleaned out.
Exactly. So anybody, like I said, anybody who's kept fish before will know that if you don't clean your fish tank, the fish are going to float. So in our system, we never actually change the water in the system. So the aquatic ecosystem looks after the cleaning of the water for the fish, and we can just keep the same water in the system constantly. So it's very water efficient.
And what are you growing there?
Mainly leafy greens, herbs, edible flowers. Some things will be, crops that the students will want to grow for themselves. It might be simple things like basil to make a pasto. And then obviously if we're supplying to the restaurant, they'll usually ask us for something specific that they want to use on the menu, and then we'll grow to order.
Oh God, you grow to order as well. So would it be quite exotic things that maybe you wouldn't be able to grow outdoors in Ireland?
Yeah, some of it will be things that you might necessarily be able to grow outdoors, and certainly not outdoors all year round. So in January, you're not going to be able to grow delicate little flowers very well outside in Ireland. But because we've got a controlled indoor system, we can have the same environmental conditions in January as in July.
Does it use much electricity?
Yeah, I suppose that's the real input cost, is the energy cost. And that's why I suppose it's still challenging in terms of sustainability and the environmental impact is that energy cost, because I suppose the other elements are very sustainable.
Yeah, and what you're growing, is it growing in soil? I know this sounds like a stupid question. Are you growing it in some other substance?
Just water, yeah. So it's just the water from the fish tanks. So basically the The plants sit on almost little rafts that we can build up in shelves so it can go vertically. And then there's only a very thin layer of that effluent fish water flowing through the shelves, and they don't need any soil at all.
So. Oh, my word, yeah. And when did you get the idea of heading down to Chapter 1 and saying, we've got an offer for you?
Well, I didn't. The business students kind of were wandering around town. The teacher thought it would be a nice idea to send them out and try and get a practical experience of trying to sell something. And they just wandered into Chapter 1 and pitched the idea, and they seemed to like it straight away. So it grew from there.
Yeah. And so would much of Otter Grow go to Chapter 1 now?
Yeah, fair portion. So I suppose it's nice for the students to have an endpoint for their product or an endpoint for their growing. So we tend to try and grow things that we're going to be able to sell or at least use as part of a student project.
Yeah, and did the students get to bring some of this home themselves?
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes they'll grow something specifically to take home. And then obviously if there's any excess in terms of what we don't supply, then that's all ready to go.
Simon O'Donnell looks after the urban farm product at Belvedere College in Dublin's North Inner City. Simon, thanks a million.
Thank you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.